I can't tell you how proud I am that St. Nectarios has such great pioneering stock that you made it here during the blizzard of 2016. Hardy, hardy people. Of course, then we have the others that are just cooking weenies, getting ready for the football game. You know, have you ever, and I know you have you ever tried to imagine what it's like being blind? I know that even when I was a young child, I remember closing my eyes and trying to imagine and maybe even feeling our way around just to see if we can imagine what it is to be blind. So imagine for a minute someone who is blind by birth. And let's say they're here today. And Jesus was to perform a miracle and to give them sight. Better than 20/20 sight. Imagine when they looked up and they see that beautiful, beautiful, clear blue sky for the first time. Imagine the snow, the buildings. There were never anything, they never in their imagination could see those things. And now they can see them. And the people around them, the people that they knew, they know in a whole different way now because they can see them. Imagine that. And then they still haven't seen everything because they still have to see the night sky. They still have to see the ocean and the mountains and all of those things that they had never been able to see before. Imagine what it would be like to be healed from blindness. You know, in today's gospel reading, that's exactly what happened. And many times in the gospel, it tells us that Jesus healed people from their blindness. People that could not see now could see. I can't imagine, that they would not be in awe of everything around them for the rest of their lives. Every little thing, if they see an ant or a cricket, they never even knew that these things existed. You know, if they see a mouse or a rabbit or something or an animal, these are things that they had never seen before. Every day would be like a brand new day, an exciting day, seeing things that they had never seen before. Now imagine people who are in spiritual blindness. People who can't see. People who are living in the darkness, in a darkness of hopelessness, in the darkness of this world. And they have no hope for the future. People that don't know and have not experienced the presence of Jesus Christ in their lives. Imagine that darkness. Now imagine that that individual would be healed. And all of the spiritual things that would be given to them. Not only the gifts, but the ability to see all of these spiritual things. The ability to feel the Holy Spirit. The ability to know Jesus Christ. And all those little things that they never saw before and never experienced before is like something brand new. Every day is a new spiritual banquet of things that they have seen and felt and known. Not before they were awakened from their blindness, but afterward. My friends, our Lord came and he healed the blind. And when he left us, his church, the responsibility of also healing. Not so much the blind of sight, but the spiritually blind. Now, if you ran across someone and you had the power to heal their blindness, their physical blindness, would you pass that up? If you know that someone is blind from birth and you had the power, the ability to heal them, would you not do that? It would not cost you a cent. It would not. You just think it. They wouldn't even have to know that it was you. No one would have to know if it was you. But if you had that power, would you do that? I can't imagine that somebody would say no. That they would not give and share that blessing with somebody else. And yet, when we have the opportunity to share the blessing of the faith, to share the blessing of salvation with others, how often do we take that opportunity? Sometimes there are ways that you don't even have to be involved with somebody. Maybe a special gift, an anonymous gift to someone, maybe with a little prayer on it, that they don't even have to know who gave it to them. Maybe that's the prayer that will change their lives forever. Maybe that's what they need. Maybe a nice word. You don't have to beat people over the Bible to show the love of Christ. You show the love of Christ by loving people. So, do we have that power? Do we have that ability? Of course we do. Then how can we pass people up who don't have the hope, that they don't understand? How can we pass them up and not show them that love? That great power that we have is love for others. How can we do that? I mean, if someone had the power to heal a blind person and didn't, we would say that person's greedy, he's inhuman. But aren't we also greedy and inhuman when we don't go out and try to love? And go out of our way to love somebody, to change somebody, to make their lives better? Yes, that's inhuman. God created us to be humanity, human beings, in its fullness, and its fullness of humanity is to love one another. And this is the message that he left us. Love one another. But not only one another who you know, one another is all of humanity. This is what our job is. Just as in the gospel reading today, Jesus healed the blind man, the church, the body of Christ, the continuation of his ministry throughout time is here to open the eyes of the blind, the spiritually blind, by teaching the good news, but by especially acting towards people in love, towards all people in love. So the power to heal blindness, the power to heal despair, hopelessness, and all of those things is the power that each one of us has. And it's the power of love.